Look with me, if you will, at verse 20. The Bible said in verse 20, "And Ahab said to Elijah, Hast thou found me, O mine enemy? And he answered, I have found thee, because thou hast sold thyself to work evil in the sight of the Lord." Look down at verse 25 in the same chapter. Verse 25. "But there was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself." Isn't that an unusual verse of scripture? "To work wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up." This man's wife pressured him, and the Bible said he sold himself. I got to looking at that verse of scripture one day, and I said, if that man sold himself, who'd he sell himself to? Who'd he sell himself to? Don't say, does it? But it said he sold himself to work evil in the sight of the Lord. I got to thinking about all the years that I've preached about music and what I'm going to talk about tonight. And I think it took a long time, but I think I got it about figured out of how this thing works. I know as a preacher how God and why God uses preachers. Ladies and gentlemen, God does not use a preacher because of his own personal ability. God don't use a preacher because of his race or his nationality. God don't use a preacher because of who he is or what his name is or how much money he's got. God don't use a preacher because of his education. Lord knows that's a truth, ain't it? God don't use a preacher because of his status in the community. God uses a preacher because he calls him, and somewhere in that man's life, he yields himself to God. Ain't that right? I'll never forget when I was about 19 years old, I was up in the woods praying one day. And in the woods praying, way up in the woods above where I lived at that time. And the strange thing is, I live now just about in that very spot. It's where my house is now. It used to be all woods. I went up in the woods one morning. And that night, I was going to get to preach. I was just a young preacher, just starting out, still a teenager. That night, I was going to get to preach in a youth revival. I was so scared. I was so worried. I had tried preaching a time or two, and it just seemed like it didn't work. It just seemed like it just wasn't there. Well, I went up in the woods that day, and I got down on my face, and I said, God, this time I'm not getting up till you give me something. I stayed from 9 to 10, from 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, something like that. 1 to 2, nothing. I prayed, I said, dear God, if I'm called to preach and you're going to use me, there's got to be more to it than what I did that last time I tried. You're going to have to help me. They hollered at me. They said, Danny, you're going to get some chicken. You know, somebody went to Kentucky Fried Chicken, got some chicken. Listen, man, when a preacher says no to Kentucky Fried Chicken, he's getting down to business with God. Ain't that right? That's how you know you're called to preach. You wake up one morning, don't want to go to work craving chicken. That's how you know. You heard that story about where the preacher's false teeth fell in the well and they didn't know how to get it out, and they couldn't get it out. So they took a chicken and lowered it down in the well and went clamped on it like that and just pulled them right out. They said, Brother Danny, we're going to go get some chicken. I said, I don't want no chicken. I want God. They said, Brother Danny, come on down here and eat. I said, I don't want no chicken. I want God. Yeah. By the way, young preachers, you know when you'll get God? When you want God more than you want anything else. If anything else means more to you than the Lord, then you're not going to get the Lord's blessing. I got down and I prayed. And I prayed. And I prayed. And I'm going to tell you something. About 4 o'clock that evening, something snapped. Call it whatever you want to. Call it get in touch, call it getting, don't call it second blessing. You can call it whatever you think, you, although that ain't right, you can call it what you want to. But I'll tell you one thing, God fell on me. And from that day till this, it's been different. And that night when I got up to preach, when I'd say something, it felt like boom. And I'd say something, and God moved. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if God does that with preachers, you hear some little old fellow get called to preach, he's not got anything, he don't have no education, he don't have nothing. All of a sudden his name's out there and he's preaching everywhere in the country. There's a reason for that. God touched his life. If God does that for preachers, you mark it down. The devil does that to rock and roll singers. You take somebody like Marilyn Manson. How in the world somebody like that? Do you think it's because of his talent? Is it his looks? Lord, he looks like he's going trick-or-treating on a normal day. What is it? I'll tell you what it is. There comes a point in a country music, rock music, pop music, jazz music, there comes a point where they make some kind of little deal and sell themselves to work evil, and they get popular. You say you got any scripture for that? When the devil came to Jesus, the devil said, I'll give you all of this stuff if you'll fall down and worship me. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, I am convinced we're living in a generation where the singers have sold their soul to Satan. They may not have said his name, but the devil offered them some kind of popularity, some kind of fame and fortune, and they said, okay, if I can have that, I'll give myself completely to you. There may be somebody like that here tonight. I'm praying that the Holy Ghost will rattle you and shake you to your foundation and save you before you leave this place tonight. Don't nobody else get up. You listening? This all started with a black man by the name of Robert Johnson. Most people think rock and roll started with Elvis. No, it didn't. Most people think rock and roll started with Alan Freed. He just come up with a phrase. The disc jockey in Cleveland, Ohio. Rock and roll's bedrock foundation come from a jazz guitar player by the name of Robert Johnson. And they said he went down one day in a little place called Clarksdale, Mississippi, at the highways of 61 and 49. And Eric Clapton and them guys sing about that. I went down to the crossroads. Amen. And I knelt down. And they said at the crossroads of Highway 49 and 61, Robert Johnson sold his soul to the devil. Before that, he couldn't even hardly play a guitar. And by the time he come back to town, he could play better than anybody there. Now, if you don't think God can get a hold of a preacher, you're wrong. And if you don't think God can get a hold of a rock and roll singer, you're wrong. I'm going to show you testimonies tonight of people who said, when we start singing, something else takes over and plays our instruments. I'm going to show you where in Black Sabbath, when their group was hot back in the day, they said that sometimes songs would just come out of nowhere and all the group would start playing the same song at the same time and they didn't even know it. Never heard the song. We're dealing with a spiritual power that is greater than anybody in here. It's not just music. It's not just radios, and it's not just stereos, and it's not just speakers in the back of your car. There's a satanic force behind it that's after your soul. You listening? Robert Johnson sold his soul to the devil. They said after that he would get drunk and curse God. And they said he was a young man. Rock singers always die young in most of the cases. That he said he got down on the floor and barked like a dog before he died. And all the people then said he sold his soul to the devil and he died and went to hell. Now I want to say this tonight to introduce the message. Don't you sit there tonight and say, because I don't listen to some satanic Bible, somebody ripping up the Bible or something, that the music that I listen to is okay. I'm going to say something to you tonight, and you listen to me real careful. All rock music, every bit of it. All rock music. There is no such thing as good rock music. Amen? You say, well, I don't think that's right. You know why you say that? Because you like it, and your flesh likes it, and you don't want to quit doing it. Even for Jesus that died on the cross for your sin. And I'm going to say pop, and this little hip-hop, and rap, and country. You say, what's wrong with country? Well, if you're so dumb, you have to ask what's wrong with it. You just bow your head and pray, God will give you a brain while I'm preaching, because you'll never get the rest of the sermon. You know good and well a song that talks about drinking liquor and cussing and going with somebody you ain't married to is not right. You know that. Don't you? Don't you know that? Sure you do. Amen. You sure do. You mean to tell me, you say, Brother Danny, you mean to tell me that my little pop singers and Backstreet Boys and Britney Spears, you trying to tell me they're the same as Marilyn Manson? No. Just like I'm not trying to tell you marijuana is the same as crack, but it's still bad. Amen. Are y'all going to get uncomfortable here in a minute? Might as well just get this off my chest this evening. They all belong to the same club. They all drink out of the same cup. They all eat off the same table. They are all led by the same spirit. You're still getting the poison. If a man drinks solid white liquor, then another man's got half water and half liquor. Then another man's got a little bit of water and a little bit of liquor, and then a whole bunch of water. They're still getting the liquor. And that's why the devil has so many different forms of music. Rock. The Bible said, bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. Robert Johnson died at the age of 27. Alan Freed, the man who coined the phrase rock and roll, died at the age of 42, drunk. Elvis Presley, the most popular singer probably of all time individually, died at the age of 42 in a lifestyle of excess and destruction. He was born exactly 42, the same day of the week as Robert Johnson died. And a few years later, on the same month, same day, Janis Joplin had VD and heroin problems and died at something like 27. Jim Morrison did the same thing. Brian Jones of the Rolling Stone, his girlfriend put a spell on him, some kind of voodoo spell, and put a needle to his stomach. He died. Jimi Hendrix, 27. Keith Moon, Sid Vicious, John Bonham, Tupac was murdered full of bullet holes. The notorious B.I.G., Eazy-E, like Freddie Mercury, died with AIDS and red rum. You know what red rum spelled backwards is? Murder. Kurt Cobain, 27 years old. John Lennon, 42 years old. Gary Thane, Bon Scott, Ron McKernan, Al Wilson, Vinnie Taylor, over 100 rock singers have met an untimely death when Satan come to collect what was his. The average age of an American dying tonight is 75. The average age of rock singers' life is 36. What's happening? Why are our high schools being shot up like killing zones? Why is it no longer safe to go to a public high school anymore? The blame is largely because tonight of the music they listen to. And so I want you to listen carefully and watch as I show you a few minutes of video. I'll be commenting on they sold their souls for rock and roll. Ladies and gentlemen, every boy and girl, don't you turn your head. You listen to what God has to say to you. Listen to, as the Lord would speak to your heart. Watch it carefully.
magical gift. Let's not forget that the arts are a compelling solution to teen violence. They're certainly not the cause of it.
What did he say? He said, music is not contributing to teen violence. Oh, really? Really? Well, let's just see tonight if it is.
Good evening, everyone. The reaction of so many people today was, oh, no, not again. Another high school.
The guy at the table right next to me hurt. I think he shot him.
Our schools are turning into killing fields. After 8 school shootings in 2 years, many wonder, how could it happen again? Why is this happening?
What are the answers?
I want to show you. This is Dylan Claybole. He's one of the young men who shot up those students, those 13 students in at Columbine High School. The newscaster gets on and says, why is this happening? Why is this happening? Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, what is happening to a generation of teenagers? Why are they dying so young? Why are they leaving out to meet God at such an early age? They'll be teenagers tonight, graduate from high school somewhere, go out and listen to rock music, go to a dance, go to a club somewhere, and die without God. It happens every year about this time. You listen carefully. Watch what this young man did. Listen to his influences.
All along. While there were various influences in Claybold and Harris's lives,
nothing was more important to these boys than their music. And their music, KMFDM. This is a musical group. It's German. It stands for No Pity, No Pity for the Masses. Pity for the masses. In other words, kill them. You look at their websites that I'm going to be showing you here tonight. These boys have. On the front of their shirts, they wear their favorite group. It on their websites was a picture of demons and bombs and killing people. Notice the words to their favorite song on their website called Shock Attack, Shockwave, Atomic Attack, Son of a Gun is Back. You reckon that had anything to do with what happened at Columbine? See that? That's where their influence comes from. That's video games that they play. Massive Attack, Shockwave, Son of a Gun is Back. Why is this happening? They're not the cause of it? Really? That's what they say on MTV. Music didn't have nothing to do with it. But those boys went to school that day and literally carried out to the T what that song told them to do. They listened to a song that told them, I've come to shake your faith. Another song is called Under Satan. They killed their high school students' peers as under direction of a satanic influence from this song. 13 of them. 12 students and one teacher. Just like Jesus said, have not I chosen you 12? And one is a devil. They had 12 and one. And they took them out into eternity without God. They said, our records have a message from Satan if you turn it around. That's what their favorite rock group said. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, as I said, they all drink out of the same cup. A great concert will change your life on the spot. They said, just like a church service will change your life, these people's lives was changed altogether because of the influence of music. You say, Brother Danny, but I don't listen to that kind of stuff. Oh, I guess you probably don't. If I had a shotgun, I'd blow myself to hell. That's what his favorite song was. Think about that. And that's exactly what they did.
Why is this happening?
They're certainly not the cause of it.
Well, he's a liar, brother. He's a liar. Brother, they got the words. They carried them out to the T. There's been suicides committed of young people who did exactly what those songs told them to do. Somebody said, well, if they was responsible, they're your foot too, brother. The demonic power shook that high school. And it's shaking high schools all over this country. One of their favorite bands was the German industrial band, Rammstein. Listen to the words of this song. This was them boys' favorite song, favorite group. The name of this song is White Flesh. Watch it now. Listen to the words of it. It says, I come into the schoolyard to kill you. And it talks the whole song about his sick brain screaming for redemption. They said, we have no lyrical context that could possibly influence such behavior. It's about love in all of its shapes and variation. But really, does this sound like love to you? This is the Columbine Massacre, actual footage of it, of what happened in that school as they got their direction. Watch him as he tells them exactly what to do. Yes, sir, brother. There's the Columbine killer right here. Actually following the words to the song. Actual footage of him shooting his classmates. You say, preacher, I'm not into all that stuff. They shot this little girl here, Rachel Scott, in the leg. They knew she was a Christian. They targeted Christians. They went over and shot her in the leg and said, do you believe in God? She said, yes. And they shot her in the head and blew her brains out. And that little girl is a martyr for the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God there's some teenage girls that'll stand up and say, hey, I want to be counted for the Lord Jesus. Amen. I praise God for that young lady. They said that they targeted her just because she was a Christian. Her stepdad said, Rachel pointed out, that they went after her just because of her faith. Think about that. What a blessing. But what about this man? He's a country singer by the name of Garth Brooks. I can't hear you. You say, Brother Danny, some people ain't gonna like you. Really? Since when did that start? Glory to God, brother. Hey, I got some friends in high places. I ain't like this redneck. And I will tell you what, I got the best friend in the world tonight, and he's the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's taking well good care of me. You say, what's wrong with Garth Brooks? Garth Brooks used to go to Freddie Mercury concerts, the homosexual leader of the rock group Queen, and want the spirit that was in him. Freddie Mercury sang about Beelzebub having a devil put aside for him. And he died and went to hell with AIDS. Garth Brooks' idol. Let me show you something. You don't believe it? Watch this. Listen to this testimony. Listen to this testimony.
That's because of the thing that I've said 100 times. When I went to concerts, my whole thing was hoping that for 1 second that artist would look, that Freddie Mercury from Queen would look at me, and I could look at him and go, man, you don't know what your music has done for me, and I'll look.
He said, I just wanted for 1 second Freddie Mercury to look at me. And you know what he told? He almost committed suicide from torment of a demon. He drinks out of the same cup Marilyn Manson drinks out of, mamas and daddies. And it's hard for you to fuss at your young people for listening to sex, drugs, and rock and roll when your country singers talk about sleeping in bed with each other they're not married to. Amen? You, some of you mamas and daddies will get right with God here tonight. Your teenagers might get right. You say, I ain't coming back. I know, I'm going to get you while you're here. And you can't go out now. I'm going to tell you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, he told, you know what he said? Garth Brooks said he had such power over his audience that he could tell them to put their hands on the stage lights and burn them, and they would obey him. That's a sign of demon possession. Burning yourself, just like cutting yourself, is a sign of demon possession. Well, let's take us another direction here tonight. While they're just rocking in that half liquor and half water, you saw the whole liquor a minute ago. What about this little punk? You know what he's saying? He said, I'm a devil without a cause. I'm a devil without a cause. I'm a devil without a cause. That's what he's telling our young people. Some of the filthiest stuff you've ever seen and heard in your life. You know what his motto is? It's going to show you right here. He's going to show you what his motto is. What he believes in. How he feels about things. Pot smoking, beer drinking. I spend my time killing brain cells. Dropping DOT, LSD, or sniffing that blow. Cocaine. Is that some kind of a role model for our kids? I tell you. What? While mamas and daddies are asleep or out to eat somewhere and taking boys and girls to the concerts or leaving them at home with MTV. You ought to get that stuff out of your house and HBO and all of that stuff, brother. That'll ruin your kids. We wonder why our kids are getting on drugs. We wonder why they're becoming lesbians and homosexuals. It's because these people are leaders to them. And Satan has anointed them just like the devil anoints them, just like God does these preachers. But look here, ladies and gentlemen. Let me show you something else. What about this? We call this, look here what Kid Rock says, blank your own mother. I'm down with the devil. There you go. What about this little fella called Eminem? Amen. It is a crying shame and a disgrace to our nation that he got Grammy Awards and Emmy Awards and all of that. You want to hear one of his songs called Kim, where he talks about killing his wife and getting his little boy to help him drown his mama in the water? They think it's a joke. They think it's funny. You say, I've heard that song. I think it's cool. Well, listen, if you think that's cool, your brain is sick and you need help from God, because I mean, brother, I don't think there's nothing cool about a man drowning his wife. You reckon why stuff like Scott Peterson and Lacey Peterson sweeping our nation? Listen to the song as he gets a little baby to help him drown his wife.
You're supposed to love me.
Hear her choking?
Bleed. Bleed. Bleed.
Tell her to bleed. Watch it. Ladies and gentlemen, look at this. The other song is Drowning Mama in the Water. I want to tell you something tonight. There ain't nothing entertaining about that whatsoever.
Hey, wait, but don't worry. Daddy made a nice bed for Mommy at the bottom of the lake. Here, you want to help Dad tie a rope around this rock?
Yeah.
We'll tie it to her footsie, then we'll roll her off the dock.
If you think that's funny, you probably got the devil in you.
One, two, three.
Whee!
There goes Mama splashing in the water. No more fighting with Dad. No more restraining order. No more stepdad. No more new brother. Blow a kiss as bye-bye. Tell Mama you love her.
There goes Mama splashing in the water. No more fighting with Dad. No more restraining order. Drown her. Just kill her if you don't like your mama. Just drown her in the lake. We wonder why our teen violence has rose like 1,000% just in the last 5 years. We wonder where they're getting it. Ladies and gentlemen, watch. Kids look at me like I'm a god, he says. And they sure do. There's a group called the South Warren Street Kids say that Eminem is our Christ and we party in his name. He said they hurt themselves. They're cult people, devil worshipers, who say I'm right next to Satan in their thoughts. Eminem says, look here.
We take pills, drop out of school, kill people and drink. Follow me and do exactly what the song says. We take pills, drop out of school, kill people.
Good, how do you like that? You want any plainer? Follow me, kids. Do exactly what the song says. Smoke weed, take pills, drop out of school, kill people, and drink. And people say, well, I just can't get my kid to go to church. I just don't know what's wrong with them. I'm going to tell you what. It is a crying shame. The public school system in this country lets such trash as that right there come into the place all the time, and we'll not even let the Bible in our school. God, have mercy on us. I'm going to tell you tonight, brother, it's about time we stood up and said, hey, I'm on the Lord's side. I'm not ashamed of Jesus, and he's coming back one of these days. Look at here. But watch this, kids. He knows the effect he has on his listener. You sure ain't, sis. Oh, look out now. Going to get bad now, ain't it? You say, Brother Danny, I want my little girl to have somebody sweet and innocent like her to look up to. You heard what she said. I'm not that innocent. Did you see that striptease she did on MTV? I didn't, but I saw it on the news. They showed like about 2 seconds of it where she comes out and takes her clothes off and looks like she's completely naked and singing, I'm not that innocent. You want to see what she says in her songs? No, she's sure not. She's not that innocent.
Women surrounding to the music tonight.
A wicked time to the end tonight with the music. You say, well, what is she talking about? Don't act dumb. We're going to have a youth rally here tonight. What do you think she's talking about, a wicked time to the end? She ain't talking about playing spin the bottle. There's your role model for our little girls. Turn them into prostitutes. Amen. She might have started out innocent, but brother, she found out what everybody finds out. Sin is progressive. And once you start living down, going down that road, we're going to deal a lot more with that tomorrow night. You don't control it. It controls you. And if Britney Spears don't get her life right with God, the devil's eventually going to just take her right on down the tube with the rest of them. You know why I'm showing this in church? Somebody said, well, why do you bring all that stuff into church? Because I had a splinter in my finger this weekend, and I was trying to get it out last night, and I couldn't get it. You know what I done? I went over and put it in the sun like that. And when I put it in the sun, I could see it. And when all this stuff's out there in the world, you don't realize how bad it is. So tonight, I'm bringing it in here and letting this light shine on it. And you are seeing tonight how bad it really is. A wicked time to the end. Look at how little girls follow her. And she's even worse. She's a genie in the bottle. You got to rub her the right way. She ain't no genie in a bottle. She's a sleazy in a bottle. She's a hoochie mama in a bottle. Say amen right there. Sure. You say, well, Brother Danny, they don't really do like her, do they? Oh, yeah. What's your little girl? So look at that dumb mama. That is a dumb mama. Instead of smiling, she should be getting her belt out of her pocketbook. May a little 8 and 9 or 10 year old girl learning how to dance like a stripper in a strip joint somewhere or a prostitute. Brother, we are living in a day the devil has deceived us like never before. Watch it tonight. Look here what Aristotle said back in the 1300s. Music directly represents the passions or states of the soul. The music you like represents the state, condition of your soul. I say again, the music you listen to represents the state of your soul. And that was in 1300, brother. If one listens to the wrong kind of music, one will become the wrong kind of person. 1300. What would he say if he's alive now? You say, well, Brother Danny, what about rap? Well, what about it? Let's think about that for a minute. You know you can't really show that up here because it's so filthy. We'll talk about it in a minute. Marilyn Manson, who says his duty and job is to get God out of our lives and get the world rid of Christianity. Here, in this segment here, he said, as a teenager, I was interested in selling my soul. Did you hear what he said? Read that. He said, when I was a teenager, I was wanting to sell my soul. Here he is in a satanic worship service. There's the pulpit. There's the Bible on the pulpit. He's got on a suit and tie, mocking God and taking the Bible. That's the Word of God. Throws it out there in the crowd like it's a piece of meat.
Bible and kind of mocks God in his stuff.
I'm all for it. I'm a Satanist myself.
Isn't that something? She says, I'm a Satanist myself. And I'm all for it. They've made a hero out of this old 1960s burnout. His name's Ozzy Osbourne. They show you, listen, it shows what kind of condition America is in when a family of burnt-out rejects can throw up and cuss and everybody in America thinks that's a wonderful show. Ozzy Osbourne said, I don't know if I'm a medium for some outside source. Whatever it is, I hope it's not what I think. Satan. What some of you don't realize is that years ago, they had a big satanic service to begin the group Black Sabbath. Ozzy was the leader of that group, and they said one night at the foot of the bed, a big black shape appeared. and had eyes of fire and made a deal with them. And the Lord's going to start getting in here now. They sold her soul. Watch it. He said, listen at him scream, "Oh God."
Oh, no, no, please, God, help me.
There's Eric Clapton and them singing down at the crossroads. They said it happens quite often. It feels as though I'm not playing my instrument. Something else is playing it. And all that same thing's playing all three of us. He said maybe we'd play the same praise out of nowhere. Watch it, ladies and gentlemen. That's something. We don't want Jesus. And ladies and gentlemen, tonight, most young people tonight would never admit it, but come right out and say it, but they don't want the Lord Jesus Christ. They want their hot cars and their hot stereos and their drugs and their parties. They're not interested in the Lord. Some of you teenagers sitting right here around this front, back in there tonight, you know, you're going to sit there and say, "I'm not letting this get to me. I'm not letting this get to me. I'm going to party tomorrow night." I'm going to tell you something, brother. You're fooling with something bigger than you are, and it's going to get you, and you ain't going to be able to get loose when you want to. Don't want no crown of thorns, he said. What about Kurt Cobain here, dressed as a woman? Took a shotgun, blew his brains out at 27 years old. You know what? You say, "Well, is he a Satanist preacher?" Look here what he did on church walls. He'd go around writing, "God is gay," on church walls. He hated God, and he hated the Bible, and he didn't care one thing about you, boys and girls. Let me emphasize tonight, these people don't care about you. They don't care about you. All they want is your money. He said, "I'll get stoned and worship Satan." That's why he died at 27, went to hell too. Grateful Dead, way back yonder in the 60s. You didn't think they did that, did you? They started off being the Warlocks. That was the original name for their group. But ladies and gentlemen, look. He said, "A friend of the devil is a friend of mine." And they were trailed by 20 hounds. Same thing that got Robert Johnson, took him to hell. "I may be going to hell, but at least I'm enjoying the ride." My God, think about that tonight. Joe Cocker, some of y'all looks at the 60s music. He said, "When I get up singing, something seizes his body. Something gets a hold of Meatloaf. He's demon possessed." Watch what he says. He said, "When I go on stage, I get possessed." Ladies and gentlemen, if one cast out all the devils out of these rock singers, in one day the whole industry would come tumbling to the ground. It would put them out of business. Suicidal tendencies. Said, "I'm a prisoner of a demon. This must be my punishment for selling my soul." They made a deal way back down yonder somewhere. "I felt it when I was about 14. Some of you have heard me tell, I was at a little concert, all of our bands, and I played in a band. And I was standing behind the curtain, and there was this band up playing in the, on the stage. And a light was flashing like real fast like that, and I felt something pull on me and said, "Why don't you just give in?" And I pulled away and backed up. About 4 years later is when I got saved. He said, "I'm a prisoner of a demon. This must be my punishment for selling my soul." Oh, yeah. let's hang around and be born again, David Lee Roth says. Come on, let's party. Let's live it up. Why are they always singing about staying away from God? I'll tell you why. I'm going to abandon my spirit to them, Satan, the devil, which is exactly what I attempt to do. You work yourself into that state, and you fall into the supplication of a demon god. You better believe he does, brother. You better believe he does. You better believe he's got a devil set aside for you. Look what Bon Jovi said. I don't have to preach it. They're telling you theirself. He said, I'm going down, down, down. And the devil give him all the girls and all the drugs. There's a group called Godsmack. First of all, I want to say I'm highly offended and aggravated and mad as fire over anybody that name a group Godsmack. They ain't got no business naming a group something like that. Amen? Everybody got freedom of speech but us Christians, seem like. Watch it. Their song says voodoo. As you see a voodoo ritual and the snakes and demons coming out of that woman's head. But what about rap tonight? You say, well, all they rap about is just a love preacher and drugs. Oh, really? Let's see some of our most popular rappers tonight.
Behind me, Satan, and push me along.
All this power I will give thee, and thou therefore wilt worship me. All shall be thine.
He said, get thee behind me, Satan, and push me along. Making a joke about it. There is Anton LaVey, the pastor of the First Church of Satan in San Francisco, California. That's who they get their influence and inspiration from. Now I want to say something. One of the things they learn how to do in the Church of Satan is quote Bible and pray backwards. They thought this is the ultimate smack to God. God smack. This is the ultimate slap in the face to God. Watch them as they quote the Lord's Prayer backwards, and then I'm going to let you hear a rapper do the same
thing. Who both forgave we as trespasses us all are forgive. And bread daily our day that us give. Heaven in it as earth undone thee will thy come kingdom. Thy name by the hallowed heaven in art, true Father our.
There it is.
Heaven and art was Father our Father was art in heaven. Heaven and art was Father our Father was art in heaven.
One of the most popular rappers in America, Snoop Doggy Dogg. I call him Poop Doggy Dogg. And here he is getting demon-possessed as the devil possesses his soul. You want to show how you get demon-possessed, boys and girls? One of the best ways to get demon-possessed besides dancing to music is by smoking pot. It opens a door in your soul. We learned about that last youth rally. Watch as the devil collects him, offers him all of that fun. Watch. See that? He just sucked the devil down his throat. Now, when you take drugs, you're sucking the devil down your throat. Master P is one of the most popular rappers in America. He said, I walk with the devil. I'm on some murderous devil. I was the devilist. Will I go to hell? Only time will tell. Ladies and gentlemen, if Master P don't turn from his sin and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, he surely will go to hell. But look what he says. Look here what he says. Ladies and gentlemen, think about this tonight. As the rappers, what's his?
I'm gonna pay one day. Now, right now, you hear my shit all in the street. I'm kind of hot right now. Come up.
What's his?
Inside running with the devil, I'm one with the devil. Inside running with the devil, I'm one with the devil. I sold my soul to the devil, and the price was cheap.
Isn't that something? Oh, boy, now we're in the good stuff, preacher. It's NSYNC. It's Backstreet Boys. There's nothing wrong with their music, is there? You want me to let you hear them blaspheme the same Bible that Marilyn Manson tears up? You know what aggravates me? If I'd have went to a church 50 years ago and showed a man on stage ripping up a Bible, you wouldn't have been able to control this crowd here tonight. They'd have been weeping. You wouldn't have slept a wink tonight. We have become so desensitized by that TV that nothing bothers us, nothing shakes us, nothing ever bothers us. Look here. Here's what they say about Bible prophecy, girls. The Word of God.
Yeah, and everybody's talking about Jerusalem. Is this the beginning or beginning of the end? Well, I've got other thoughts, my friend. We don't need all these prophecies.
We don't need that stuff. Now, kids make idols out of these people, and they say, you don't need that Bible. The kid goes to church on Sunday. The preacher says, Jesus is coming back. Put on their favorite group, and their group says, you don't need that. They're lying to you. They're lying to you. We don't need these prophecies, they say.
Telling us what to say. No, paranoia ain't the way to live your life from day to day. Don't leave your doubts and your fears behind.
They are saying the exact same thing that Master P and Marilyn Manson and Ozzy Osbourne said, just in a different little sugar capsule so you'll swallow it. Do I hear a witness? You tell me what's the difference. Bless God, when they get up there and say, we don't need the Bible. We don't need, what's the difference? Him tearing it up and they're doing the same. They're saying the same thing. Amen. You say, Lord, if I listen to you, preacher, you're going to take away everything that's any fun. No, the Lord loves you. He only wants to take away what's going to hurt you. You wouldn't want to be listening to that when Jesus come back. Look at here. There's Kurt Cobain at 27 years old, the devil come to collect. And he went to join the stupid club. That's what his mother called it. Of all the rock singers that sold out to Satan and died without God and went to hell. For what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Look at all the rock singers that's died. Jim Morrison. The average age of death, 75.8. The average age for rock and roll singers, 36.9. The Bible said, evil men shall not live out half their days. Jim Morrison of the Doors. There's Robert Johnson that sold his soul to the devil and started it all. Then when they found him dead there, Tupac Shakur, that they found his body full of holes, that he went out and went to hell tonight. And he's there tonight! Lost without God. Elvis Presley's grave there died at the age of 42 in 1977. The Bible said choose life, young people. There's when they shot John Lennon, the leader of the most popular rock group of all time, 42 years old, died and went to hell. Listen. That's Madonna. On this generation. If you're a young person here tonight, I wouldn't waste 5 more minutes. I'd be in this altar getting my heart right with God, and I'd live for Jesus when I walked out of this place. God's word says something.
Who of us can dwell with the consuming fire? Who of us can dwell with everlasting burning? If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off.
The Bible has a different picture tonight, friend.
Life maimed than with two hands.
The Bible presents a picture of hell tonight that's not a joke. Jerry Garcia and them said, if I'm going to hell, I'm enjoying the ride. He's not saying that now tonight, ladies and gentlemen. From the illusion that Satan and his followers were reigning hell, God created hell as for the devil and his angels. Hell is no joke tonight. It's nothing to make fun of. It's nothing funny. Satan is aware of it. And brother, he declared that he had a short time. And he's out deceiving the whole world to take as many people with him as possible. He wants all you boys and girls to go. Oh, really? Now, who's lying tonight? They're lying to you. Hell is a bad place to be. Hell is a bad place to be. There's weeping and wailing. Look what AC/DC said. They said, if you got a choice, pick hell. In hell, there's good rocking band and good rocking song. That's why we'd choose hell. So hell ain't a bad place to be. They are lying. They're deceiving you. Will hell be a good time? Old Sting and all them fellas said hell will be a good time. But let's see what hell really says. Hell will not be a place of friendship, but misery, darkness, and isolation. The only thing you'll hear are the cries of torment, as those that are screaming, as a torment of the devil and the demons of hell and the flames of the fire. It's not a joke. It's nothing funny. There's nothing to laugh about. It's an awful, awful thing. Here's what he says is in hell. You teenage girls here tonight, that's what you call a lake of fire. You think it's funny tonight and a joke to party and dance, but I'm telling you, it's nothing to laugh about. There's nothing funny about it. It's where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. There's teenagers there tonight that are screaming because they sold out to Satan for a little good time, for a little party, for a little drink, for a little dope, for a little alcohol, and the Bible talks about the wrath of God. Isn't that sad that so many young people have already gave up? Look at that girl. The hopelessness on her face. That's some mama's daughter.
When there's no turning back, and your body is possessed, and there's no turning back, and there's no way you can turn back.
He said, your body's possessed, and there's no turning back. He said, in hell, I burn for Satan. This guy's gave up. It's too late for him. He said, I collect souls. That's what I do. If I can collect one soul, if I can convert one person to accepting evil as a part of their life, he said, that's where I get my satisfaction. They are soul winners for the devil. If you're into evil, AC/DC. Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. See all the crowd? Man, we're going to hell. Oh, yeah? Well, you wait till you get there, brother. You'll see a different picture, ladies and gentlemen. There's no rocking band in hell. There's no good times in hell, boys and girls. There's a rock concert. What's going to happen one day? Somebody's out for your soul tonight, boys and girls. Isn't that something tonight? He already warned them, and he's there tonight, screaming that God would have mercy in the lake of fire. They sing about a good day in hell. The rock band, the Eagles, make it like it's a joke for all those teenagers tonight. Kids, could you stand the torture? My soul, could you stand the pain? Could you put your faith in Jesus when you're burning in the flames? It'll be too late then. be too late. If you refuse to go to Jesus Christ, you'll burn forever in the lake of fire. Do you hear me? You better turn to Him tonight while you've got a chance. You'll say it's nobody's fault but mine. You won't be able to blame the preacher. Watch as that he tells them what to do. Isn't that something? That's true tonight. Listen to Madonna as she quotes scriptures going into hell.
Liar. Their lot shall be in the lake that burns fire and brimstone.
Isn't that something? Why are they doing that? That's what I'm going to ask you tonight. What are you going to do? Are you just going to keep going like you're going? You do understand tonight that 95% of the teenagers in the world have never seen what you've seen tonight. God's been good to you and give you a warning. Don't be a fool, my friend. The Bible said in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. Don't leave this place tonight until you know you're saved. Hell, there's weeping. What are you going to do? You say, preacher, I need to get saved. That's what I do tonight, Pastor. People all over this room tonight, God spoke to your heart. You're under conviction. I'm going to tell you something tonight. You're going to have to decide tonight what you're going to do. And tonight, there was a man called Jesus. He looked down one night and saw a little 18-year-old boy named Danny. And he said, I don't want him to go to hell. And he carried an old rugged cross up a hill. And he loved me enough to do that. There's some teenagers here tonight had better be getting some things right with God. Because one of these days, you're not going to have a chance like you've got tonight. Jesus loved you and the devil hates you. And if I was you tonight, I'd be doing some business. There's some young people here tonight, you ain't been living for God and you're saved. I'd get up out of my seat right now. I'd make my way down here to this altar. Hell is an awful place. If you're here tonight and you're not saved, I'd make my way down here to this altar tonight and I'd be getting right with God. Come on, girls. Come on right now. I'd just get out of my seat and come right now. Don't you be ashamed. Don't you be embarrassed. Get out on your knees tonight and ask God to save your soul. I want somebody to pray with every one of these coming, every one of them. Hey, say, listen, boys, you don't want to die and go to hell. You don't want to die and go to hell without God. You want to go to heaven when you leave this world. Come on, mamas and daddies. Hey, some mamas and daddies here tonight need to sell out and make some things right with God. The devil will torment you forever if you don't come to him. Come on, get up, come right now. Get up. Get up, come right now. We want somebody praying with every one of these teenagers. Every single one of them. Just give me that one night, man. Just that one. The plug. Amen. There you go. Let God help you tonight. Come on, teenagers. Nobody's fault but yours if you don't get saved. Come on, that's right. Come on. Fill these altars tonight. Fill these altars tonight. Let God help you this evening. Don't say no to God. Don't say no to God. Come on. Amen. Come on right now. Hell's an awful place. They're coming over here. Come on, there's plenty of room. Get up, come. Get up, come right now. Get up, come right now. Come on, teenagers. Us kids, boys and girls, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. teenage girl? You going to laugh it off? What are you going to do tonight, teenage boy? You going to make it out like it's some kind of joke? It's nobody's fault but yours. Thank God for amazing grace. I want you to look at that. Isn't that a blessing tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody pray with these girls. They're bawling their eyes out. Some of you ladies get with these girls right here. Well, thank you, Jesus. Thank God he's still on his throne tonight. Thank God you can still be saved. Thank God the blood is still there tonight. Amen. Amen. Get up. Come on, teenagers. Just get up and come right now. Mamas and daddies. Teenage boys. Teenage girls. You can kneel in the aisles. Make room for them here. Some of y'all move them corner chairs right there. Corner chairs. Amen. Make room for everybody up here tonight. Y'all just stay up here now. Stay up here. We're going to pray with you. Everybody just stay up here. We're going to pray with you. Make room for these coming. Huh? Lord have mercy. Here comes a bunch more. Amen. 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 Give me one more light, Brother Jason. One more light. Just one house light. One house light. There you go. Amen. It's nobody's fault but yours, friend. Nobody's fault but yours. Just one. That's good. We want every one of these to have somebody. Come on over here, y'all. Somebody come pray with all these teenagers. Come on right now. Come on right now. Y'all just stay up here now. Stay up here. We're going to pray with you. Just keep them up here. Stay up here before you sit down. We're going to pray with you. Just stay up here right where you are. God's feeding your heart. Just stay up here. Come on. Get up and come right now. Get up and come right now. You better get in while the getting's good. Get in while the getting's good. Amen. Amen. Get in while the getting's good. God's speaking to your heart. God's speaking to your heart. Just stay up here now. Just stay up here. Keep them up here. We're going to pray with them before they sit down. Amen. Stay up here, teenagers. That's right. Stay up here. We're going to pray with you before you sit down. Praise God. Well, hallelujah. Hey, if I was a teenager here tonight, I'd let this world know whose side I'm on. I really would. I mean that. I wouldn't want to be identified with people that hate God, hate the Bible. I ain't the best Christian in the world, but brother, this world knows whose side I'm on. I'm on the Lord's side. How about you? We need some mamas and daddies here tonight. Stay up here now. Stay up here. Keep them up here. Don't nobody sit down. Stay up here. Stay up here. We're going to pray with you. Stay up here. We're going to pray with you. Amen. Come on up here, girls. Amen. Just pray. Amen. What a blessing. Glory to God. And a bunch of you ladies crowd in around them girls, pray the Holy Ghost down on them. Amen. That's what they need. That's what happened to me. That's what happened to me. Y'all stay up here now. Stay up here. My workers help me. Keep them up here. We're going to pray. Stay up here. We're going to pray with you. We still got some in the aisle, some in the oven. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all just pour out your hearts tonight. There's some of them doing business with God here tonight. Stay up here now. We're going to pray with you before we go. Stay up here. We're going to pray with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Stay up here. We're going to pray with you before we go. Somebody else. Somebody else needs to come. I'd get up and come tonight. Pray. Some of these girls, some of these young men, God tore their heart up here tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just stay up here now. We're going to pray with you before you go. We're going to pray with you before you sit down. Just stay up here with me if you will, just a few minutes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I'm still praying. This is the most important night in some of these kids' life. Stay up here, girls. Y'all will. Everybody just stay up here. We're going to pray with you. We're going to pray with you. Amen. Just stay up here. We're going to pray with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Just stay up here now. Just stay up here. We're going to pray with you before you go. Amen. Praise God. Isn't that a blessing? Some still praying tonight. Don't you dare. Listen, you ain't got nothing to go to now more important than these kids getting saved. So don't get your dander up. Don't you get in no hurry. That's the devil telling you that. If you went to the movies tonight, it'd just now be starting. Good. So don't give me this stuff about it being late. It's a lot later than we think it is. Some of you tonight never knew such stuff as that existed. And I don't guess I've ever been fault from a message like I have this message. The devil didn't want you to know about it. And that's tough too. It's been tough. And some people ask me all the time, they say, Brother Danny, why do you do that? Because there's something down on the inside of me. I cannot stand the thoughts of the devil taking a generation of kids to hell and me just standing by not doing what I can. And I ain't much, but brother, I'm going to preach the devil out of it. God give me breath. Amen. I mean that. I'd rather you shoot me tonight as not be able to tell them the truth. That God loves them. We still got a lot praying over here. This is a holy moment. Every one of you that has been up here tonight, you either got saved or you got right with God while these are still praying. I want you to get up and come back up here right now. You either got saved or you got right with God. Come back up here right now. Y'all move around this way and let these people in the aisle up here at the front. We're going to pray with you before you sit down. Y'all just move on around here. Now you folks in the aisle, come on up. Every one of you, if you got help from the Lord tonight, you either got saved or you rededicated your life. Come on back up here. Come on. Come on now. Move around. We want everybody to step here. We're going to pray with you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I wish y'all could see what I'm seeing right now. My goodness. Amen. All you boys get somebody to pray with you. Listen, y'all just bear with me now, man. We got this altar full of kids. Now I want you to bow your head now and close your eyes. All of you just bow your head and close your eyes. Everybody else that either got saved or got right with God. There's so many of them up here, we can't get people to pray with them, so I'm going to lead them in a prayer, and you pray that God will give them what they need. Now, every one of you that's down here tonight, I don't know your heart. God does. And so I want you to ask Him right now, just if you've never been saved, in your own words, just, Dear Lord, I know I'm a sinner. Hallelujah. I know I'm a sinner. I'm sorry for my sins. And I believe you died for my sins. And right now, the best way I know how, Lord, I take you as my Savior. Tell Him and mean it. Mean it. Tell Him and mean it. And my only hope for heaven. I believe you died for me. Now I want to live for you. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. You pray that prayer, mean it. If you pray that prayer, mean it. You're just as saved as anybody in this room tonight. You're just as saved as anybody in this room. This ain't no magic trick. This ain't no healing ministry on TV. This is people coming to Jesus Christ for salvation. This is what it's all about. If you got anything critical to say about this, I think you need a trip to the altar to get your own heart right with God. Amen. Hey, some of us going on with God and leave some of you in the dust. All you want to do is fuss and argue all the time. I want to go on and see some people get saved. Brother Randy Kivett, my friend back there tonight, and brother, all these preachers around here, Brother Wayne Reese, Brother Roddy, Brother Smokey, all these preachers around here tonight, Brother Danny Cannon, we're going on and seeing people saved. So you can sit around and argue about church politics all you want to. We got a generation of kids that need God. We got to get it to them. The devil's tricking us while we're losing the kids. Sure it is. Buddy, what if that was one of your girls or boys up here tonight? I got three girls here tonight, all of them saved. Son of one of my girls up here getting saved tonight, I'd be happy, 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 happy. All right. I want you all to stand now, and I want you to turn around and face these people. Now give no, not you people, these people. You should have come to the altar. You'd have got to stand up. Give me the lights over there now, somebody. The other two lights on top. Somebody, please. Just stay up here. We're going to pray with you before you sit down. Now, turn around and look at these people. Okay. Amen. We got some. Listen now. We still got some, a bunch over here praying. Listen. So I feel like I've been in the ring with Mike Tyson. He's bit my ears or something. And tomorrow night's when we really going to get into it. You don't want to miss that tomorrow night. You think it's something, you wait till tomorrow night. You'll never be the same if you come here tomorrow night. All right. I'm going to ask you a question now. All of you. Well, I've seen some of these girls right here. I mean, they just tore all to pieces. Look at this one right here, y'all. What's your name, honey?
Brooke.
How old are you, Brooke?
11.
Amen. Did the Lord save you tonight? Can y'all see her? Can y'all see her? Come here, man. Stand up by your side. Amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you something tonight, brother. I'm going to tell you something tonight. God Almighty's still on His throne. And that's what you don't get at a Carmen concert, neither. You get a lot of hand clapping, foot stomping. You don't get no Holy Ghost conviction. If just Brooke got saved tonight, it'd be worth this whole youth rally. Just Brooke, amen. Just her. Hallelujah. Boy, I'm telling you what. All right? I'm going to ask you a question tonight. If you just got saved, you got saved tonight, you asked the Lord to come into your heart and save you, I want you to come up here. Jonathan, help me right here. You take this side and I'll take this side right here. I want you, if you just got saved tonight, I want you to just raise your hand. Raise your hand real high so I can see it. Raise your hand real high so I can see it. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. What are you doing next? Just 1, 14, 15, 16. Okay, how many over here? To right here. 16 and what? 16 and 25. What's that? 41. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, listen. All you people from Shining Light, what did I tell y'all last Sunday night? I was praying for you to say. That's right. What did I tell you? I mean, it's getting spooky around here. 41. You say, Brother Danny, did all them really get saved? I don't know. That's between them and the Lord. If they asked the Lord the minute they did, you got any better way of doing it? Have at it, son. Let's see how many you can win. Like I like what they told Carl Lackey. Said he come home from a meeting one time, said he had 100 got saved. And the preacher said, Carl, do you really believe all them got saved, all them 100? He said, probably not. You really believe all your 2 got saved? Probably not. Well, I'll say a couple of things, and we want to shake these young converts' hand. I don't want them to forget what's happened tonight. Lord, I don't even know 90% of them. I don't give. I know some of them by face. Some of them's our bus kids, and some of y'all, some Charlotte. All these people from Charlotte right here, you bring in preacher? These girls all here from Charlotte right here. Well, now, we need to really pray for them because they're going, that's pretty about as close to hell as you can get in North Carolina. Ain't that right, preacher? All right. Now, I want you to do me a favor. I'm going to make one announcement, and then I'm going to let you go. Hold it. Please don't get up yet. We have hot dogs and plates and stuff out there, I think, for $2 a plate. Cheaper than McDonald's. We do this so that you won't have to spend money, groups. $2 plate, and you can stay out here and eat. Fellowship, all I ask is that you help clean up the trash. Tomorrow at 12:30, the bull will you tell everybody you see, a bunch of bull will be at the fairground. 12:30 tomorrow. Don't miss it. If you come with a group, beg them to bring you back tomorrow night. You say, well, they get home late. Not no later, and they get home when they go off to these ball tournaments. And we're going to have a bunch of people come in tonight. This place was packed. We'll have people standing up. Hold it. Please don't get up. Please don't. Give me just about 30 seconds. Brother Randy has tons of Christian T-shirts. Get you some of them shirts and wear them to school. And if they say anything to you, sue them. Amen. Now look, We've got Taylor of preaching tapes. We have the Marilyn Manson videos. If this video came out good tonight, we'll have them for sale tomorrow night. They're already in the making. I don't know how it come out. We have preaching tapes, bumper stickers. Get a bumper sticker on every car. One more thing. I wouldn't mention this, but I feel like the Lord wants me to. Tonight, the message is saying, I've already got places in Virginia. I got a high school in Virginia to preach this message in July. We're going on with this thing. We're going on. Everybody knows Brother Danny. Everybody knows my heartaches and burdens and all that. You just tell me, Brother Danny's going on with this thing. Amen. Have no intentions of doing nothing else. Don't want to do nothing else in my life. Want to preach for Jesus till he calls me home. See some more boys and girls saved. I've got places booked already to preach this sermon you've seen tonight. We're going to have to tune it up a little bit, though. This projector that I use tonight, I ordered it by